Hi. Thank you for checking in for today's meditation. This is the end of a long, perhaps arduous week for many of us. I find myself in a roller coaster of emotion. As they say, good days and bad days. But today started not so good. And as it has gone on, it is emerging better. As I've observed that in myself and in my surroundings, and in the few connections I've had this day, I'm reminded of a simple phrase from our friend Sir Paul McCartney. Let it be. What happens if I just let it be? So today's meditation will also be an invitation for you to seek through curiosity and awareness where in your mind and in your hearts and in your bodies we can simply let it be. And let's begin. As always, any meditation begins with the breath. And there's a form of breathing we do in yoga where the outtake, that is the breath out, is held for a count twice as long as the intake. So let's practice that together. And the design and the intention here is for us to develop as close to a somatic or interoceptive state as we can, that is allowing us the most opportunity to go deep within our hearts and minds and identify through awareness what we're feeling. So let's do this together. Deep inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pause. Deep inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Deep inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Do a few more of those. Inhale to a count of 4, exhale to a count of 8, and listen to the music, and be aware of your breath. Find one more breath. Your natural rhythm. Settle in. If you haven't done so already, find your comfortable meditation position. Notice the surroundings, and then gently invite yourself to go within. Maybe you close your eyes. Maybe you just simply avert your gaze, but go within. Deep breaths are all you need to think about. Exhale and inhale. Finding the flow in order to explore what it's like to let it be. That's it. When I am leading these meditations, I want you to know that I am also in the meditation with you. What comes out of my mouth is what's coming out of my heart and mind at this time. And I say that because I want us all to know that we're not alone. We're doing this together as we are also sharing this experience and disruption together. What we can do best right here, this moment, is let it be. Let it be. I have no words of wisdom that are needed. Simply the opportunity for us to be here together, breathing in and breathing out, and becoming aware, becoming curious. Let our thoughts roll by. Notice our bodies, maybe for the first time in many days because of our busyness. Maybe our feelings have blocked the ability to access what we're feeling in our bodies. Take a moment and just do a body scan. Drifting down to your toes, and as though a light were shining gently, let that light shine and inform you of how you're doing in your body, starting at the tips of your toes, coming upward, legs, quads, stopping in the hip area, the center of our bodies, rising up, noticing any discomfort, and if there is some, notice how gently being aware of that place allows that place to relax, less tense. Notice your stomach softening. Notice the calm in that gentle space between your stomach and your heart. Breathe there. Rising up, the air surrounding our hearts, the heartbeat, what we're feeling is calm. Coming up through our chest, head, neck. And notice in particular our arms, our shoulders, and our hands. Can you invite them to let it be? Thank you. hands are clenched, open them up. Turn them face up and let your sense of touch receive the energy that surrounds you. That's it. Be open to receiving the gentle blessings that are around us right now. Continue to breathe. And notice and become aware of your feelings. I invite you not to grab onto them, but let them pass, but notice them. Can you notice any gratitude? Can you notice right now what you're thankful for? The gifts we have. Breathe there. And perhaps you can notice the anxiety. Let it flow out. We can't control what lies ahead. Let it go. Let it be. Let it be. Let it flow out with each breath. And with each inhale, breathe in gratitude, appreciation for family, for loved ones, for the gifts we have. Despite the fear we might be also carrying, they can coexist. Perhaps you know the tale of the little boy listening to his grandfather sharing the story of two wolves, but I'll remind us of it again. The two wolves are at battle. There's a dark wolf, huge, powerful, like the darkness that is descending over our planet right now. It's fighting hard to be dominant and always present, challenging us, baring its teeth. And fighting this dark wolf is a white wolf, a light wolf. And this light wolf is fighting the dark wolf with love, with gratitude, with connection to others. And the struggle between the two continues. And as the little boy is asking grandfather which one wins, the grandfather wisely replies, "The one we feed." My invitation to us is to feed the white wolf. Feed the light that is on the horizon. Nourish the light that resides within us. Nourish the gifts that we have, the connections that are still here, the thoughts of fondness, the memories of people important to us. Let's let those be in our hearts right now. Take another deep breath. Inhaling. Sigh it out. One more. And bring your hand to heart center in prayer. Notice the tips of your fingers. And offer yourself a blessing. Treat yourself kindly today. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.